Balai Pengembangan Media Radio Pendidikan dan Kebudayaan mempersembahkan
English Audiopedia. Explore the world with Audiopedia.
Selamat berjumpa dalam English Audiopedia.
Hello and welcome to English Audiopedia. Today we are going to learn about historic buildings in foreign countries. This audio describes Robben Island Museum and is entitled Come and Be Inspired. It's adapted from www.time.com and www.sahistory.org.za.
Berikut kosakata yang akan membantu pemahamanmu.
Legendary.
Legendaris.
Apartheid.
Sistem politik di Afrika Selatan yang menerapkan pemisahan sistem sosial, kenegaraan, pendidikan dan lain-lain berdasarkan ras.
Prison.
Penjara.
Intentionally.
Dengan sengaja.
Harsh.
Keras atau kejam.
Non-violent.
Tanpa kekerasan.
Triumph.
Kemenangan. Sobat pintar, setelah ini kamu akan mendengarkan cerita yang menggambarkan sebuah bangunan bersejarah terkenal di Afrika Selatan, yakni Museum Pulau Robben yang dulunya merupakan penjara narapidana politik apartheid Afrika Selatan. Dengarkan baik-baik ya.
Do you recognize that music? Perhaps not, but I'm sure you're familiar with Nelson Mandela, the legendary anti-apartheid leader from South Africa. He is famous for his non-violent struggle against apartheid, the racial segregation and discrimination towards non-white people that occurred in South Africa. I was witness to his inspiring life. This is me, Robben Island Museum, that used to be called Robben Island Maximum Security Prison, a place where Nelson Mandela spent 18 of his 27 years as a political prisoner. Situated in Table Bay and separated from the main island, Robben Island was used as a jail for almost 400 years before being converted into a Dutch military post during the Second World War. In 1961, a maximum prison was built to jail black people as political prisoners. That was me, Robben Island Maximum Security Prison. I consisted of a 4H block, a general section, a U isolation block, as well as other buildings. Conditions were intentionally harsh to punish prisoners, which involved beatings, lack of food, and isolation. It was impossible to escape from my place because of my maximum security system. Nelson Mandela, as the leader of the anti-apartheid movement, was locked in a small cell with no bed and only had a bucket as his toilet. He was only allowed to have 30 minutes of visits per year. Amazingly, my harsh conditions did not break the prisoner's spirit. Nelson Mandela and the other prisoners educated themselves based on a peaceful political vision. This then enabled them to have a non-violent political transition after the fall of apartheid. Now, as a reminder of the apartheid system, I am a museum of humanity, a symbol of the triumph of human rights, democracy, and racial tolerance. My tours are led by my ex-political prisoners, who surprisingly do not want revenge, but rather seek to embrace peace and tolerance. Come and be inspired.
Sobat Pintar, kamu telah mendengarkan monolog tentang Museum Pulau Robben. Sekarang, kamu sudah tahu kan seperti apa tempat tersebut dan kenapa bangunan tersebut menjadi bersejarah? Bagaimana? Benar-benar menginspirasi kan?
English Audiopedia. Explore the world with Audiopedia.